is clear that in a number of parishes across Donegal, the school transport issue is getting worse instead of better. In Glenealy Parish in North Inishowen, we had a number of children last year who were being denied seats in the bus. This year it's got even worse. There's 9 children. I've been raising this issue for weeks with Bus Éireann to no avail. They tell me that they are not permitted by government to provide additional money for, say, a larger bus or an additional bus to cover the route. So therefore, you have this crude lottery system where parents who are willing to pay, it's called concessionary tickets, are pitted against other parents and children are left out. This is totally unacceptable. And I've asked Minister John Halligan to intervene and find a solution to this.
Now, the argument from government and from Bus Éireann appears to be that these are concessionary cases. These are parents and pupils who don't have an automatic right to a bus. It is concessionary. It is something that is not guaranteed. And from that point of view, effectively, they're taking their chances.
Well, the reality in terms of rural communities is that, you know, we don't have the same luxuries as cities and large towns in terms of transport options. So if you're a family living in a rural area, you need help with school transport. You know, you just can't willy-nilly change working shifts, change working hours. So this has a real impact. And what we're saying is if we have families who are willing to pay for a service and they need help to stay in rural communities, that's what we keep talking about, then there needs to be practical government intervention. And this crude lottery system that happens every year where some parents get in and some parents get out is totally wrong and it needs to change. We need to be clear that where you have a family in a very rural area willing to pay for the school transport of their children, they should be supported to do so.
Bus Éireann are making it quite clear that they have to operate under the rules that they've been given, and that's what they're doing in this instance. This obviously is going to have to go beyond the local Bus Éireann office. This is going to have to go right to Leinster House and government buildings.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this has been raised with Minister John Halligan, who's the Minister for School Transport, over recent years. And, you know, last year in Donegal, there were problems, in various parts of the county. And indeed, in those very same parts this year, the situation's got worse. So, you know, Minister John Halligan has told me that his office is looking into this. But what we need is Minister John Halligan to make clear to Bus Éireann to stop the lottery system and to facilitate families who are willing to pay for a service. That's what needs to happen. And he has the power to do that and he should do it.
There's a certain sense of deja vu here because I recall we did an almost identical interview last year and part of the interview was a confirmation that the minister had promised that he was aware of the issue and he was looking into it and he would see what would happen. No change a year on. Will we still be talking about this in late August 2019?
Well, you know, we're coming to another confidence and supply negotiation later this year and we need to see critical issues like, you know, we see the post office closures, 17 closed across Donegal, formally announced yesterday. We see the broadband challenges in rural Donegal and across rural Ireland. And we have these school transport issues getting worse. They need to be to the fore in these negotiations. And we need to find a solution. You can't talk the talk about, you know, vibrant rural Ireland while you're not supporting families to send their kids to school.